Ce soir, le 14 septembre. Well, I'd like to welcome everyone for attending the meeting for tonight's council meeting, 14th of September. Il y avait des choses qui s'étaient arrivées depuis la dernière rencontre, mais là, une chose à particulier, on a mis à bout de sécuriser une rencontre qui va avoir lieu jeudi cette semaine avec les résidents de public concernant les juifs. Donc ça va se avoir vers 7 heures. So, one thing that's been scheduled for the citizens in Tinglewood will be regarding their wells. I'll be meeting with the consultant consultant this week, maybe on Thursday. Adoption d'ordre du jour, on va faire des ajouts à l'ordre du jour. Donc là, en dessous d'administration, on va mettre en vote pour le poste de directeur général adjoint et secrétaire trésorier adjoint. Number 9 on administration. On ajoute number 9 on administration. It's hiring for the position of deputy director general and secretary treasurer. Ensuite de ça, en toute sécurité, numéro 9 encore, les caméras de sécurité. So under Public Works, number 9, security cameras. Oui, ça va faire partie de la résolution.
Oui, urbaniste.
C'est ça, numéro 3.
Numéro 3, c'est renouvellement du mandat pour les membres du CCU. Certains membres, pour les membres. Renouvellement du mandat pour les membres du comité consultatif d'urbanisme. Renewal for mandate for comité consultatif d'urbanisme members.
Urban planning committee.
It's urban planning committee.
OK. Bon. Fait que si vous êtes tout à fait, s'il y a d'autres choses, je vais vous dire autre chose.
Je vais vous dire autre chose. Je vais vous dire autre chose.
Bon rapport, il n'y a pas eu grand-chose. C'est plutôt ici à l'eau, c'est le mois d'août. On a eu une rencontre avec Papa Plus. Ça, c'est pour notre urbain. On a eu voirie, administration, puis c'est sûr qu'on a eu la publicité pour dévoiler le bateau aux personnes. C'est ça l'idée de l'éducation. On fait ça, c'est une rencontre.
Vous avez tout regardé pour bien avoir?
Oui, mais si je parle de. So, for the month of August, there wasn't much going on elsewhere, but there was a lot of meetings here in Rome. So we had workshop meetings, public meetings. We had a meeting with Teams with Impact Use for our urban plan. And there are committee meetings for urbanism, roads, administration. We also had the publicity at the 400-105 for the boat and motor and trailer that we purchased for the fire department.
Well, it's the service.
It's to promote the service.
It's promote the service, yes. So
that's right. So. D'abord, il y a un rendu aux factures à payer. Est-ce que tu as fait des comptes à payer du 22 juillet 2021 au 21 juillet 2021? Tu as fait plus des comptes sur le mois de July 22nd, 2021 to August 21st.
Madame la maire, j'aimerais enlever la facture pour. Comment je sais pas, Grant Thornton? Jusqu'à ce qu'on ait plus d'informations.
Ben, j'irai la même affaire avec un peu plus.
Ben, on va commencer par voter à Raymond Chabot. Après ça, on vote pas au Raymond
Chabot.
What would you do, Raymond Chabot? They want the bills to pay there, they want to pay Urban Plus there, but for me there, I'm not ready to give them money there. I don't see nothing coming up from them. So.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
It's the urban planning.
Yes.
For the municipality.
They want to pay somebody?
Yeah, they want us to pay their bill that they sent us.
We can wait for until October to get more answers.
Okay. Okay. I want to take a bill out too. Battleshield Industries at $997.77 for truck 216. Truck 216, yeah, for repairs following the pump test. Truck wasn't repaired. You have to come back a second time. And no, still not fixed. So we're not paying until it gets fixed. It's the one second page of the bills or the last one? Urban Plus was 64, 73, 81.
Yeah.
64, 73, 81.
Raymond Chabot, Grant Thornton of 68, 98, 50.
68, 98, 50.
Je propose les factures. Avec les changements qu'on a apportés.
C'est ça.
Merci Molly.
Oui.
Oui, Marie.
Yes.
Anthony.
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. Oui. Oui. So there's going to be three invoices taken out of the bills today for a total of $14,370.08 taken out. The total bills to be paid is $270,354.50 minus $14,370.08. Plus, then you have the reoccurring bills at $2,911. And then you have the usual bills to be paid on top of that. There's
$46,749.50.
Okay. OK, oui, ça va, son nom ici. Fait que toi, t'as regardé ta 339 958 et 53, moins de 14 000. 370 000. So the total invoices, with the reoccurring payments and the salaries, insurance, everything comes to 339,958.53 minus 14,370.08. So go from the top. Yeah. On continue.
You're $70,000 out of that. That's the cut call there for the public security for the police.
Yeah, it's the
so
first.
That's why it's so
high. It's the first coupon for that because of COVID. They took back the date of payment. So the second coupon will be in December.
Yeah, $78,323.23.
That's it. On a ajouté ce qui est embauche pour le poste de directrice générale et secrétaire prisonnière adjoint. Donc, on a passé des entrevues, le comité de sélection. On a passé quatre entrevues et puis une, on nous a vraiment sauté. Et puis, elle a toute eu les
She scored high on the in her interview, and she's got experience in accounting.
Oui, elle est certifiée avec plus des cours de comptable. Elle vient avec un beau gros dossier d'expérience, puis très heureux de les faire là. Fait que c'est ça, ici, par résolution, le président conseil s'engage d'engager Mme Louise Harper pour le poste directrice générale et secrétaire prisonnière adjoint en date du 22 septembre 2021, comme employé cadre avec une période de probation de 6 mois et mandat à Mme. La mairesse et la directrice générale sur les parties de derrière, Joanne Owens, a signé le contrat d'embauche. So, I'll translate it. Did you give it to me?
I did not.
Okay, so we're hiring a deputy director general and secretary treasurer. The candidate, we have 4 interviews and the committee, the selection committee, recommended Mrs. Louise Harper. She came very qualified. She has experience. She's certified accountant. She has her certification in the county. So the members present agreed to hire Madame Louise Harper for the position of Deputy Director General and Secretary Treasurer as of the 22nd of September 2021 as a colleague of the
management
position. And also have a probationary period of 6 months. And also the mayor and the director general will be signing the contract.
I'll second it.
Le vote, Joanne Lady.
Oui.
Maureen Martin.
Yes.
Anne Lady.
Oui.
Rizien.
Oui.
Stan Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi.
Answer number 9, information and questions regarding administration.
Yeah.
Well, we can go ahead. Yes.
Okay. As you, Madam Mayor, I don't know if you would take notes when you pass things at your report. But I have asked a number of councilors who passed this on the agenda that the mayor has recommended. I don't understand that nobody will admit to voting for certain things on the report.
I don't understand, Mr.
You don't understand? Well, what I'm saying is that the mayor passes stuff on to the MRC that this council has supposed to have voted on in favor of. But yet, when you talk to some of the councilors, they say, I never voted on that. I never saw that. When did that? Have we had that discussion?
Yes, certain things, yeah.
Yeah, on certain things.
What he's saying, like, is like the garbage, whenever the bidding got something, why it was given for the garbage. That was never discussed here. We just got blindsided by that. That's what he's talking about, stuff like that, right?
That's right.
Well, he's talking about. We didn't know that we were going to get blindsided by the MRC and they were going to come in and allegedly take over the service and then.
But by the time.
Not do it. By the time we found out, the decision was already made at the MRC. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Our council, we never got to voice our opinion on the matter. Fair enough. What he's saying is that the council never got given the opportunity to voice concerns or opinions on the subject. It got sent up there and it got approved at the MRC. That's what he's saying, correct?
That's right, exactly. But the mayor has sent that over to the MRC saying that the council has approved it. And
no,
that
no,
the
no,
council
no, no, no.
act.
No.
What do you mean no? What's that?
Mr. Keeley, I'm over here.
Albert? It's the
speaker's over there.
The speaker is here, so she's talking into the mic.
I never said that the council, no, it doesn't, no.
No what?
The council did. I never said the council approved anything.
Well then, how?
Not at the MRC level.
How do things get approved here and sent off to the MRC level? What's that?
There was nothing approved here.
No. Well, then how did it get to the MRC level? Did we vote to build this new building down here? Did we vote to buy Barb's restaurant? Did we, not knowing that it was on agricultural ground?
We didn't.
Huh?
We didn't.
You didn't?
No, it's the MRC that takes decision, and the mayor has a seat at the MRC.
That's correct.
And she gets to vote for the MRC, but she doesn't need to ask us our opinion or need to ask our approval.
What are you doing up there? Why are we paying you?
We're municipal elected.
Yes.
Council.
That's right.
Not MRC.
Not MRC.
I realize that, but the mayor is on the MRC.
We've been told many times by the municipal affair that the mayor at the MRC is an entity alone. She can pick and choose and vote on her own. She doesn't need the approval from council.
A lot of voting, it doesn't matter if I vote for or against. There's 17 other municipalities, keep in mind, and some of them have two votes. So even if I vote against something, if something's going to pass, it will pass.
Well, that's fine, it will pass, but at least you have the support of the municipality when you voted against something.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
So what we're really saying is that it could be a courtesy to ask the councillors, what do you think, or the people, or not a courtesy.
If she knows ahead of time, yes. Sometimes she doesn't know before the vote is on the table.
Sometimes it's added to the agenda as we arrive. I mean, just like we've done tonight.
We can use the example of the compressor there, the compressor that's going to be bought for the fire department. That you knew nothing about that.
No.
You guys just got, most of the mayors, you guys all got blindsided by that.
Exactly, because we didn't have any
that
the information, sure. Have all the information that was discussed with the association.
Why don't you abstain?
It's not currently the agenda.
I would like to consult with my council. I abstain.
Well, in this case, the actual generator was urgent.
No, no, he's just talking in general, Carol. He's not talking about that. He's talking in general.
No, but
Steve, you're talking about in general, right?
Yeah, we're all the same community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we feel very left out. Okay, major decisions have been made, and we don't know what's happening, what's going on. But I'm going to come to that. I'll be quiet for this. I have my own question.
Okay. If there's no other questions, we'll move forward.
As many of you know, I've been involved in municipal business in Lowe for 35 years or more, 17 or 18 years as a counselor. I'm genuine. We always have been interested in the community from that point of view. Trying to get information is, you just be talking about it. Very, very difficult, I found over the years. So easy to share information, but it's so hard to obtain it from the MRC, from our council. And the net result is that some time ago, after trying hard, all of you know that I ask questions. I tried to do them politely. I'm not going to talk about the whole process, but some time ago, I received a letter from the lawyer of the MRC. A liaison de mer. That's why I've been quiet for a while. It essentially says 3 pages of French. My French isn't wonderful. But it says, Mr. Connolly, you've got to cease and desist asking questions. You're harassing staff and elected officials. So,
They never shared that.
Okay. So you can imagine my wife, who's been a crank member of the community, their family for 3 or 4 generations, and I trying to help the community over the years, not perfect. And I get this. I'm a big guy, I've been around and governed and managed huge organizations. But I get this for trying so hard. I just have a question for you, a couple. Mayor, to what extent have you been aware of this letter that I was sent by your organization?
By the MRC? All I knew is that they said that they sent the letter, but they did not say what the contents was of the letter. I could not get that information. I tried, and I was never told.
Did you go back and ask them?
Excuse me.
I did go back and ask them.
How hard did you try?
I said, every time I was up there, I asked.
Every day? In front of everyone?
Not in front of everyone, no.
But I've been told that I have hurt elected officials everywhere, staff, overloaded work on them. You should see my response that I haven't prepared yet. That shows how when a project comes along, told absolutely nothing. So then you have to ask questions only to get information. And then I'm accused of harassment. I'm basically being told, have been told, to shut up. Now, I want to come back to my question there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What did you understand that letter was about? You heard that a letter had been sent to me. Did you understand that letter had to do? Congratulating me for being helpful to my citizens.
To be honest, Mr. Connolly, I did not know what the contents of the letter is, and I'm telling you the truth. I had asked to see it, and I was refused.
I believe you will refuse from what you're telling me. But if you didn't know what was in it, why did you care?
Pardon me?
If you didn't know what was in the letter, no clue whatsoever, why did you even ask for it?
Well,
could have been a Christmas card.
unfortunately, everyone here. Okay, well, I thought you were finished.
No,
stop talking.
Well, I'm not. So no counselors know about this, Mayor, right? You didn't tell them that.
I did tell them there was a letter sent to you.
Oh, yeah, when that?
Well, there was Joanne, I told, and I think I told you, Marie.
I don't think
but it's been a while.
I remember. All I said is there was a letter sent
from the MRC to Mr. Connolly. That's what I said. And then I did not know what the contents was. And I couldn't even comment on that because I didn't know what was on the letter.
How long ago was it?
I believe you didn't know. But I believe you knew it wasn't a Christmas card.
Oh.
And you had, if you were thinking of a citizen, try hard, we don't agree a lot, you and I. Okay, you would have done a lot more than that. You would have got your council together and collectively, okay, I believe they would have demanded that you find out what that letter is because it was on behalf of you. It was from you. You are one of them. Okay. Councillor Mai just agreed. You are one of them. You are one of the people on me that this lawyer sent to me on behalf of you and your colleagues.
Okay.
And if people in communities, they're not a lot, probably the first letter sent to someone in West Quebec in the history. Okay. Because I try hard. I'm not proud of that. I'm trying. And now I've been told to shut up. Shut up, Steve. No one's here going to help you.
I don't know the contents of what you sent or the whatever you're talking about.
I haven't said a thing.
No, I'm just talking about what brought this on.
No, Steve, we got them too for speaking up against the park. Not the park, but the...
Our restaurant?
Yeah.
We also, as council, got a mise en demeure.
About Barb's restaurant, about Barb.
I think it's about Barb.
I'm aware of that. So what do we as a community, I don't want to make a big fuss of this. Got far more important things to do. Okay.
Election is on our door.
But when it comes down to the guts of trying to improve municipal operations and helping communities, when a person like myself is shut up, and I'm not perfect and I may have made some mistakes, but I mean, shut up. Okay? That does not help the monks. It's not help our people.
No, you're right, but it's not us that sent you that letter, though. We weren't involved in any of that.
I do not forgive the mayor for not doing your homework to find out what that letter was about because you knew it was not a Christmas card.
Well, Mr. Connolly, if they sent you a letter, there must have been a reason. It's true. Why else would they send a letter? Why did they send the letter? What was in the content of the letter you mentioned a while ago? You said you were accused of
overloading questions, asking too many questions.
And
as a result of that, harassing staff and elected officials. And all of this culminated when it came up to last November. I got the letter. I've been quiet ever since. I'm holding it till election time. And so this culminated when it had to do with the compost stuff. And I started, no one had a clue, still doesn't have a clue what's happening. Okay. The general community, you guys may, the community doesn't. Okay. And I started asking the head of the environment committee and other members of the MRC. The brochure that came out said, call 1-800. So I did. The gentleman can't speak English. Okay. And I asked him some very basic, simple questions. Can I have the targets for the amount of compost that each village is expected to donate to the cause? That kind of question.
Okay. So, Mr. Thompson, do you have any other questions? Because we need to move forward with the meeting.
We need to look after his question first, because we're the taxpayers. We pay your salary.
I asked.
Don't
forget. He has another question, Mr. Keith.
He doesn't. We're still working on that. The first question as to how he was sent A lawyer's letter.
He knows how.
He knows how what?
No, he was sent a letter?
I know one. Okay.
Yeah.
My simple question is, was the mayor involved in it? Not directly, but indirectly. Okay. She knew that this letter was sent to me and it wasn't a Christmas card. That's all I need to know on that matter. I just have one more, please.
Okay.
Administration. The elections are coming up soon.
Yes. You know,
in the last election 4 years ago, we saw councillors who, in my opinion, and the towns had performed poorly. And many of them, I think, have been walking around in a bubble. Because when a few of them started or tried to become reelected, we all saw the results, which many of us said that they were not self-aware of what people thought of it. And so some were shocked. You remember St. Bernard, election before that. She was so shocked she left town because they're not self-aware, not close to the people, trying to understand what the people are looking for, how they feel about themselves. But I want to wish each of you all the best, whether you don't run or whether you do. But if you do run, please ask yourself, have you been communicating well as a council with the people to let them know everything that's going on, using a website or Facebook or whatever? Have you been making decisions that satisfy them financially? And have you been talking with people all over, not just your neighbors? So I'll stop there. The election's coming soon. I feel I know how many of the people are going to vote, and so should you. I wish you all the best. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Are there any other questions?
I had a quick question. Most of you, if not all of you, when you ran in the previous election, had all stated that there would be a mail-in vote this time, that you felt it was absolutely unethical, really, if I'm not mistaken, that word was thrown around during the previous election time, that there were no mail-in votes. So I'm wondering, I haven't heard a thing about it. Will there be mail-in votes?
Some of us want the mail-in vote, some others don't.
But there's a process because of...
You've got to be able to do the mailing vote, you have to apply for it 6 months in advance. As a municipality, you have to apply for it 6 months in advance.
So you didn't know 6 months ago that this was
coming. I didn't say we didn't know.
No, we knew. We've been arguing about it since.
Well, it's past the due.
It is.
I mean, given
so there that won't be any mailing vote this time.
Right. So, but given that it's COVID and everything, you didn't think that maybe that was the better option?
Absolutely. I hate to say it, but I agree with you 100%. We discussed it over and over and over and over, and here we are. I agree with you 100%. There should have been a mail-in vote, and I'm going to stand by that. And we discussed it over and over again, and here we are. So that's literally all I have to tell you.
Can I ask you a question?
If it was up to me, we'd have a mail-in vote.
What about what has happened here to Mr. Connolly? Do you not think it is up to this council, especially the mayor, to send a lawyer's letter to the MRC attacking one of our taxpayers?
You want my honest opinion on this?
Yeah.
100% honest?
Yeah.
Yes. The problem is that it's going to give us absolutely nothing. We're going to burn $1,000 and nothing's going to change.
Well,
they don't care.
At least we're going to.
I agree with you 100%.
Stand by a taxpayer.
I agree with you 100%. But we sent letters before, and it's given us absolutely nothing. We've had the prefect here in front of us stand up and tell us, "Oh yeah, no, we're not going to do that." Blah blah blah. The next day, resolution comes in. What the hell is this? Did she tell us we weren't doing that? Yep, there it is. They don't care. That's not just you, Carol. Like, it's not on you. It's the entire outfit, the whole apparatus. We're going to talk about it after in fire. We had a compressor, the Chiefs Association, to supply air to all the municipalities. They only told a select few mayors what was going on. All the gang from the south, including Carroll, they got to that meeting, they got blindsided. We need a compressor, we have to buy one. It's true. We have to go to Val Demont, the patient get her air. They vote to buy a compressor. Next thing you know, one thing leads to another. We pay for the compressor and they're going to give it to Maniwaki. How in there? Does that make sense?
But the majority of
that's
the
what mayors, the MRC does. They don't care.
The majority of the mayors did not know, including myself, did not know the backstory.
You guys got trapped.
The association spoke of and they had meetings on. It was never brought to our attention. Otherwise, I would have voted differently.
And that's just a speckle. Exactly. That's a drop in the ocean, you know, compared to everything else that's happening.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Because I'm the only woman on the fire committee out of, we'll say, 6 or 7 mayors.
Yeah, Carol, I'm just using that just as an example. Like, that's just, it's a drop in the ocean compared to everything else that's going on.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The MRC is down there, and when they look at Lou there, we're worth nothing.
Nothing. But they sure take our money. Sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Mike Francis tried to leave here years ago, and we weren't allowed to leave. We tried to leave again, and it'd be denied. They don't want us down there, and, well, they take our money up there.
Well, leave and don't have anything to do with any of them.
That doesn't work that way. Unfortunately,
40 years ago, when everything got along great.
Oh, I agree, Floyd, 100%.
Just, I wouldn't say
you're right, but we can't. It's only works.
You can't do that, and I agree with Gannett. The point of that isn't going to do anything. To do that, you have to know the content of this. This will take ages to understand. You guys will have different opinions. Mm-hmm. They're going to have different opinions, okay? The fact is, though, that one of your citizens who are in Warren has been in the town. I'm going to give this letter to Gillian, and I think you guys should have a discussion. Maybe the least you can do is say you're disappointed. But if they take a side, if you take a side on this, I don't think you can. I'm being honest. Because it's too damn complicated. You're going to have to get 3 years of my emails and find out that I didn't get it. And it's all opinion. You're not going anywhere. All I'm asking, I guess, or Albert is because have a look at this. You're telling me you haven't seen it, but you should see it. You can decide if you might just send a letter saying we're disappointed, but you're not going to get anywhere. You can do anything more than that. Okay. And it'll cost a lot of money and a lot of time. So I'll try to do next.
You need your mask. You need your mask, or you know.
You wait for me when you leave after, Steve. I'll meet you outside. That okay?
It's not too late. Get more.
Or if you have to leave, leave it on the seat, please. Yeah.
Mr. Connolly?
Yeah.
Just leave the, before you leave, you can leave it on your seat. Thank you.
You can take off your mask and you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one more question on this?
Yes.
Have you had any problems with other municipalities being very upset with the MRC?
I haven't had problems. I had discussions
with other. One example that the Castle of Azure.
Yes.
They just had several raids up there. They tried to stop them, and the police would do absolutely nothing.
That's correct.
And why are we paying the police to do absolutely nothing? They had 600 and 800 people up there. Mm-hmm. For the weekend and just destroyed everything that they had. And yet the police would not even go in there.
As I understand it, the mayor of Cass,
the council of Cass,
well,
the event. No, they did not.
No, they did not.
They did not.
They did not under any circumstances approve the event.
They did not. And the mayor of Cass, he was accused of that and he did not approve it, neither did council. And the other thing, too, is that Mr. Bacharon went the day that he found out that it was going on. He had just lost his brother-in-law, but he still went on the properties to look and see how many people were there. He called the police. He got the police there, and they didn't do anything.
No.
Now, the police got the choice words from both the mayor and the MRC as well, that they're not doing their job and they should have ceased and desist everything, get everybody out of there, and they didn't do it. So Mr. Bergeron is not to be blamed, and neither is their council. They did not vote for this. As a matter of fact, they were against it. They did not want a rave in their municipality, and it happened anyway. Contrary to some people who have said that he endorsed that, it's completely false.
Joanne, you were going to say something?
The first year that they did have the rave, the Casa Bajua Council said yes to it. So once you open the door, if you don't pass a resolution against it afterwards, you put a crack in the door, people are going to
come back. I'm not so sure that you don't have some bad information, because this was the first rave supposedly held in Casa Bajua.
There was one two years ago.
Wayne Tanner's was the second one. They had Dalahala there a couple of years ago.
Yeah. But that was on the Pontiac side.
I don't know, you must have heard on the news there, a young guy died of an overdose.
Yes.
It was at Wayne Tanner. That was the first one. They had the Valhalla Sound Circus or whatever it was called. Yeah. Like that.
Why can't they have the prefect come and talk to the people?
We've asked her to do that, and she'll come and talk to the council, but she refuses to meet the residents.
Because she knows she's hurting us.
Like when we asked her to come and meet the council, she's pretty open. She'll come and meet the council. Gives nothing. Like it gives us absolutely nothing. But she'll come. But we've asked to meet the residents, and that was a complete, it was refused several times.
We even tried explaining, like, in the last 30 years, the people in the South feel neglected, that, you know, we don't exist. We even tried explaining that to her.
Yep.
Still didn't matter.
The North-South clash, the French-English clash, and it's got zero.
So I get frustrated at any time they want to send documentation. My first question is it going to be bilingual? Are you going to translate it?
Yeah, but even the document that they sent are worth nothing.
No, mais je veux dire, je sais.
I'm going to give you an example. The trail, the bicycle thing there. When I ask it, how much money does it represent there to the municipality of Lohr, any municipality? You know what document they sent? A document that was made in the Ile de Montréal. That's how they base the economy of the trail there.
And that's the kind of answers I get all the time. And I'm accused of or asked. Let's get off that. But I think thought you're going out as a council, but perhaps for the next council is we have to hold the chief up there accountable. She has to come down here. And we have to encourage ourselves not to be upset, try to be gentle people, but she needs to understand she's responsible for us. She is our leader. But people in Lowe feel that she's anti-English plus many other things. What a way to be. We don't want to continue with that. So
how much money are they going to spend to pave the bicycle path when the road is so bad you can hardly drive on?
No,
not the same.
We're still the hospital.
And they have sent we did pass a resolution in regards to Highway 105 to the Ministry of Transport of Quebec, requesting that they do something because it's getting too dangerous.
If they just get care out there, it's been 4 years the road has been like that. And
yes, I know.
It's not just that though, Carol. It's everything. It's like that. Table de concertation. We asked in February for a meeting with the MTQ, the police, the MRC.
I know.
So we can discuss these accidents. We have accidents on the Route 105, and the MTQ to just send people up Martindale Road without any regard for anybody says.
Yeah.
And that's in February. And we've been fighting about it since, and it was never called.
Okay, well, like,
if that happened up in Maniwaki, I guarantee there'd be a meeting. But no, it's a little CAS, so.
Okay, I just want to interrupt a minute there. We have to move on with the meeting.
Yep.
We'll come back to some questions afterwards, if you don't mind. I just want to keep on going. So, security public, public safety, deposit of the report, dépôt de la part du comité de sécurité publique. So tabling of the public safety committee report.
Yeah, so I have Michelle's report for the month of August. It's in French. I'll do it in English and then read it in French. So this month we had several prevention visits that were completed on our mainly on Mulrooney and Borough Roads, Lobo Lake, as well as the cottages on the islands of the Gatineau River. Selon ici, plusieurs visites de prévention ont été complétées, soit sur les chemins Mulrooney, Borough, Black Lobo, et puis les chalets sur les îles de la rivière Gatineau. Firefighter training for the Firefighter 1 course is continuing. Our firefighters just completed their operational hazmat course. They did the theory and the practical exams. We're waiting on the results of the practical exam. The municipality of Cantley lent us 40 air bottles for the SCBAs after the exam so that we could refill all of our bottles. La formation des pompiers pour les cours pompiers 1 se poursuit. Nos pompiers ont complété leur cours d'opération en matière dangereuse. Les examens théoriques et pratiques ont été faits. Nous sommes en attente des résultats de l'examen pratique. La municipalité de Cantley nous a prêté une vingtaine de bouteilles d'air respirable suite à l'examen pour faire le plein de nos bouteilles. Visite sur chemin Lowell avec l'inspecteur municipal. Ce chemin a été trop étroit pour les camions de pompiers et puis il n'y a aucun endroit pour tourner sécuritairement. So they also, fire chief also did a visit of Lowell Road with the inspector. It was determined étroit, narrow, too narrow for the trucks to turn, and there is no safe area for them to be able to turn. We went on inspection on Chemin Daly for a fuel spill. Turned out to be non-founded. We've also done an inspection of that road. Again, it's too narrow for the trucks to be able to safely go in there. Inspection aussi sur le Chemin Daly suite à un déversement a été avéré non fondé et l'inspection du chemin aussi le chemin y était trop étroit pour que les camions de service ils rentrent dessus. Présentation du bateau et des équipements de sauvetage nautique et puis sauvetage en eau et puis sur place. We did a media presentation, a press release for the nautical rescue, so the ice and water rescue, the boat, the equipment, all that stuff. Le rencontre des chefs de la Haute-Gatineau a lieu dans la municipalité de Blue Sea. Un nouvel exécutif a été nommé. So they had a chief's meeting in the Upper Gatineau. It happened in Blue Sea, and a new executive committee was formed. Sur le côté des appels, ce fut un mois tranquille. Il y a eu 4 appels sur le chemin Borough pour des arbres et des fils électriques causés par un capteur. On a aussi eu une vérification sur le chemin Daly pour le déversement. So on the call side for the Beavers. There was also an inspection for a fuel spill on Chemin Daly. So it's not on this report because it happened in September, but we also did have a critical fire here in the village a few weeks ago. So we'll talk about it just because it happened. So I think it should be noted that it was more than bacon in a pan, which is what was the conversation around the village. When we got the original call, it was flames and smoke visible, people evacuating unknown if they had evacuated. So the high risk protocol was brought into
ventilation. We were extremely lucky that Captain Draper was on his way leaving his house. Firefighter Dave Fitzpatrick, he was actually in the village. So the guys got there within 4 minutes. They had the truck on site. The door was breached. Fire was knocked down. Took 2.5 hours to vent the building. So it was unsure if the fire had spread anywhere else through the vents, but it was limited. The fire damage is limited to the one apartment.
Yeah, there was no
damage, but the fire itself was contained.
And the building is like full of voids.
Extremely dangerous.
Right, yeah.
No smoke alarms are functioning?
Yeah, no smoke alarms on any unit.
Absolutely. Because of the size of the building, it was the high risk protocol that was put in place, and that's why there's so many fire trucks.
I'm sure Michelle will have a more detailed report about that on that in 2 weeks at the next meeting. That's what I have, Carol.
Thank you. On continue avec Bernard en termes de service au service.
We used that at the Red Cross for the first time last Sunday.
Yeah.
They took two people in charge for the night and then one person in charge for 40.
Yeah.
So this is a renewal of our agreement with them.
What proposes it? The Red Cross.
Red Cross.
I'll second that. They also supply us with equipment, like if we ever end up with a natural disaster, we have to open up a center, like they supply us with beds and that kind of stuff too. So,
which I think they did during the flooding.
Like they did in 2019.
It's all part of the agreement.
And it's 18 cents per capita?
Yes.
It's, for 2021 and 2022, 17. It's 17 cents per capita. 2022 and 2023 is 18 cents per capita. And then 2023 to 2024 is 18 cents. It stays the same. So I'll need a vote, Joanne, maybe.
Wait.
Maureen Marks.
Yes.
And Vinay.
Wait.
Rizia.
Wait.
Chevron.
Yes.
On continue. Embauche permanente, Lieutenant, service sécurité incendie. Permanent hiring, Lieutenant Fire Safety Service.
It's a permanent hiring, but it's not a permanent position.
No.
It's still volunteer part-time, yeah.
Yeah, I realize that. Donc, embauche permanente, Lieutenant, service sécurité incendie. Donc, c'est.
Fait
que suivant les évaluations performances effectuées par le directeur des services de sécurité incendie, démontre une performance exemplaire des lieutenants Maury Rice et Andrew Wilson. Donc, les membres du conseil présents de mettre fin à l'approbation et de procéder à l'embauche permanente des lieutenants Maury Rice et Andrew Wilson. So, OK, je peux juste le lire en anglais.
Well, they had a stellar, their performance evaluation that Michelle did, it was a good evaluation. They performed well throughout the year probation.
Yeah.
So the director, the upper management of the fire department recommended that the probation end and that they be permanent lieutenants. Obviously, it's not a permanent job. Marie has been with us 15 years, Andrew 10.
I'll second.
Le vote, Joanne Magny?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Seventeen.
Okay, yes, right, of course. And it is.
Oui, puis bravo, Maureen.
Oui, bravo.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je suis venu aussi.
Pour prendre l'abstention.
Bon. Et puis on passe aux autres demandes. Elle est merci, Valérie Gatineau. Achat d'une deuxième compresseur.
So we had a compressor for 25 years up in Maniwaki that the municipalities and actually the project started with Lac Saint-Marie 25 years ago. They had they created the Chiefs Association for the MRC. Every municipality had two representatives on the board, and they bought a compressor, and for 25 years the Chiefs Association managed the compressor to fill their air tanks. It was in Maniwaki. We used to charge $6 a bottle per year, per municipality. So that's how we financed the system, how we kept it maintained, how we updated it, and how we did what we had to keep it going. So it serviced the entire MRC. The compressor blew up last fall. It's 25 years old. And with the new standards that are coming into place today, with the new NFPA regulations of 4,500 PSI for breathing apparatuses, the compressor does not meet the new requirements. So, being 25 years old, it was going to cost a minimum of...
It's the future requirements.
Yes.
4,500.
Yeah. It was going to cost $25,000 minimum to repair the old unit, and it wasn't going to be compliant to the new breathing apparatuses that some municipalities are currently buying, so it was already obsolete. So the MRC had a call to tender. They purchased a compressor, and it's going to go to Maniwaki. The problem with that compressor is that for years and years and years, we've asked to buy a second compressor so we could have one in the north, one in the south, to serve the MRC better. not just to save us from traveling up there, but also if it broke down, we would have a second unit to use. Currently, Kaz is going to Shawville. We're going to Valdemar to get our tanks filled. It's less than ideal. So for that reason, they bought the one unit. So we're asking that the MRC commit to go on a tender. Obviously, the municipalities are paying for this unit through the capital there, like shares. So we're going to be paying for it regardless. But what we're asking is that they buy a second compressor so it can go to CAS to serve the MRC better. So we have access to a compressor quicker, be more efficient, and if it ever breaks down, we're not left like we are now with no equipment. We're asking them to go to tender, or at least commit to go to tender in 2022 for a new a second unit for CAS.
What's the cost of removal?
$90,000.
Yeah.
It's not just a compressor. It's a compressor. It's cylinder banks to fill the smaller tanks. That's a fill station. You can't just fill the tanks. They have to go in a fill station in a cage. So all the equipment is $90,000. It's extremely expensive. Be nice to buy our own and have our own here, but at $90,000, it's not really feasible.
Are there no grants for something like that?
There actually is a grant that we're looking into. The Chiefs Association, we're on that right now.
So we need a proposal.
I'll propose it.
Just a second.
The what, Joanne?
Wait.
Maureen Wright.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Wait.
Victoria.
Wait.
Stefan.
Yes.
Bon, là, on continue avec transférer la propriété de la gestion.
Yeah, this number five in public security is, again, when the compressor, the first compressor was bought by the MRC. This, a lot of the mayors were not aware of this until it was thrown at them in a meeting. I'll confirm that because we were deeply involved with the association trying to stop this. Mm-hmm. The MRC bought the compressor and turned around and agreed that they would give Maniwaki the compressor to manage. So now the problem that we have is that we don't have a cost schedule on how much it's going to cost to fill our tanks. So we're buying an equipment that we're going to give Maniwaki, and they're in turn going to charge us to use it. So what we're asking is that it be transferred to the Chiefs Association to be managed like it used to be, so it's fair for everybody. That's what we're doing.
I'll propose that, Kara.
Mm-hmm. Et puis la voix, Joanne Mélie.
Oui.
Henri Wright.
Yes.
Anne Bédine.
Oui.
Luc Thivier.
Oui.
Jean Robert.
Yes.
Et puis nous aussi, Jésus.
I find it a little bit hard to believe and hard to understand that we would pay for a piece of equipment that we have no oversight on it at all. The tanks were costing $6 per tank per year. We were told 3 weeks ago by the Maniwaki chief that it was going to be $13 a tank every time we filled them. Big difference in cost here.
Yeah, and
so that's why we want
an A47.
That, yeah.
Like, this is where there's no.
And even at that, like to buy it as the MRC and then hand it over to the town of Maniwaki. Exactly.
And the resolution is clear. It's a transfer of ownership
to Maniwaki.
Yeah.
On devrait passer une résolution qui suggère que l'eau est contre le transfert de la propriété.
No, I think we're going to do it right. We're going to start like this and then we're going to work our way up.
On continue. Confier à Mike Soucy le mandat d'effectuer des procédures appropriées en injonction pour protéger la sécurité du public. Matricule
4774-6861.
I want to.
Can I just translate?
Yes.
So, entrust lawyer Soucy with the mandate to carry out the appropriate injunction procedures to protect the safety of the public. So, rule number 4774-80-6861.
I want to add something too.
Yes.
That this injunction be asked for if absolutely necessary, if the landowner or the landowner is not going to
not gonna, he's gonna refuse to comply, then that's the last recourse. We're not gonna throw this at him coming out of the gate there.
Yeah. Okay, on n'est pas tout à fait prêt pour ça.
Well, we're 99% there, but there's just another meeting arranged for the end of the week, so let's see how that goes.
Est-ce qu'on devrait attendre au mois d'octobre?
No, because we need to.
No, we have to be ready if it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but if we're going to do something there, I think the person that owned the building should pay for the bill.
No, you're right. You're right. The problem is that Albert, you were in law enforcement for years. The building is unsafe, and we know it's unsafe, and it doesn't meet our basic bylaws. So we can't, the municipality has the obligation to keep those people safe, so we can't let people go back in there. The thing is that I don't know that throwing an injunction at the owner coming out of the gate like this is also a good idea. So we're just trying to be diligent here and see if he's going to want to help himself, and if not, then we're going to have to do what we have. It's just, I don't want to start firing with cannons if we can just...
No, we just have to be prepared for the consequences.
Fait que, il faudrait qu'on rajoute...
En dernier recours.
Résolution, il est résolu que si le propriétaire ne se conforme pas ou tente pas de se conformer, on va de l'avant. C'est parce que faut que ça soit clair à l'administration municipale aussi que.
Can you write that down, Joanne?
Yep.
Il y a encore une étape à faire avant de contacter M. Maître Soucy.
Yes.
Merci.
Can we get that in English, please?
Yes, we need to make sure that we're going to add a line that states only if the owner doesn't work to fix the problem. We're going to contact the lawyer for an injunction only if the owner doesn't work towards fixing the problem.
Some of the work was done last week, but not the one of the important things was done, but not the big thing. So at least there's
a step in the right
direction.
Make sure you have a time frame in your
Can we write like within 7 days, 6 days, 5 days?
Within a week.
Is that the place you're talking about that has no fire alarms in it?
Yes.
So it should be shut down.
It is shut down.
So just to be clear.
It's just that we have to go back three times and take people out of there.
Yeah.
Major roof, major water leak on the electrical panel, like that place is not, it's not safe.
And they were told the day of the fire that they couldn't go back there.
And
they were there the next day.
Yeah, well, they was one. It is now. But at least the roof is fixed now, so that they took a step in the right direction.
So I need a proposal. Have you found? Congrès des chefs en sécurité, Fire Chiefs Convention. So, il va y avoir un congrès.
October 16th to
19th. C'est ça, le 16 ou 19.
A lot of training opportunities, a lot of discussions around all kinds of topics. It's been 2 years with COVID.
So the cost registration fees is $672 plus tax.
That's right.
For both the fire chief, Michel Lemieux, and assistant fire chief, Michel Robin. So, I was wondering.
I'll second it. Okay. Est-ce que ça va être par
And they send training
packages
at their training certificates after the
courses.
The courses you take.
So you can see my kid this la motion, qui a un rapport avec lui, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, puis la formation, il y envoie un rapport.
Yeah.
C'est la formation qui prône.
Donc, il le voit, John Daly.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Marilyn.
Oui.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Donc, la formation sur page 19.
It's a recertification.
It's not in English.
For Deborah Sugarman and for Andrew Wilson for the Swift Water Rescue. Of course, it took 3 years ago. The recertification is up.
J'ai besoin de propos
en anglais.
So it's a resource.
Swift Water.
$395.
$39,
sorry.
Je propose. En fait.
Le vote.
Oui.
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 Là, les caméras. Ah.
Yeah, cameras, yeah.
Why?
Camera system for the Heritage Hall, well, for the municipal building.
Number 9.
Fire Hall and Instagram.
À cause des éternels qui semblent arriver à tout bout de champ. Fait que là, c'est pour la sécurité de nos employés et puis aussi nos infrastructures. So we find it necessary to go out and purchase cameras for the, actually, je vais dire en français, notre garage, administration, les casernes et le capteur sans sein. So we deem it necessary to go out and buy cameras for the municipal infrastructure, and because of all the past events lately, it's mainly number one, the priority is the security of our employees, and also the infrastructure for municipalities. So there's going to be the equipment as well. So the cameras at the garage, the admin office, the fire hall, and at the 400 highway 105. So it was discussed, and there was two offers, and we've all agreed that we're going to go with Manitech. They have c'est ça, ils ont déjà un contrat avec nous pour le garage, mais on a décidé d'aller avec la même compagnie, même si on n'est pas de la même sécurité là, dans les infrastructures, mais c'est pour qu'on ait les, ça inclut l'installation. Does this include warranty guarantee?
Guarantee for 1 year.
For 1 year. Okay. Fait que for 8 cameras, it's $1,749 plus tax.
What?
Are we doing 4, 4, and 4?
Yeah.
4, 4, and 4.
Every location is going to be $1,448.98
plus tax.
The other option, or 8 cameras, is no longer valid.
No,
no.
All right. For the camera, the garage, the administration, $1,448.98 chacun plus taxes, qui donne un total de $5,795.92 plus taxes. So for total amount, $5,795.92 plus taxes.
Can we add on this to buy
there's also the signs that need to be added to that.
Needs to be posted at the site under surveillance.
For each building.
I think it should be important that people understand that what's going on right now about those cameras and why are we purchasing them. Well, like they receive death threats at the municipality. Is it the first responder truck?
first responder truck. The flasher was loose and it blew off the roof last week.
Damage on our equipment like that.
What happened in there?
The one of the screws holding the flasher was on screw. You could see where it was stripped with a screwdriver not big enough, and the flasher blew off the roof. $2,500 in damage. Shouldn't have to jump in a fire truck with a screwdriver and make sure every screw is loose before you get into it, but yet here we are.
But it was overall checked on Wednesday, and that happened
on Wednesday. Saturday. Yeah.
Also confirmed by the.
To the cost to maintain them and review them. Someone got to review them. See what's on them.
The camera?
Yeah, it's a digital system. Eh?
The video is conserved. Okay. I missed who proposed.
I did.
I seconded.5,795 et 92 plus taxes.
Broken bottles thrown in the yard of the garage, you know, it's really good for tires. Greater tires are $3,000 a piece.
En surplus de ce montant-là, il va avoir les panneaux d'affichage qui avisent les gens qui sont sur le caméra. Donc, on est 18 en ligne. Là, le vote, tu en as
oui.
On est Rice.
Yep.
Andéville.
Oui.
Le Tivierge.
Oui.
Cher Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Yes.
Yes, the new trucks that we parked up at the 400. Did we purchase that?
Yes.
And who's driving it?
The firemen and the PR is the first responders. Yeah. And we also put in a schedule for whoever's on call, they take it home.
Sometimes,
yeah. Not all the time.
Does the fire chief drive it back and forth to camp?
Nope.
No.
He went to Rio back last week to get desk. He's supposed to take his own car, Floyd. Come on.
I see you pass at 7 o'clock in the morning past my place.
You do realize that the other pickup is identical, right? The Roadster truck is the same.
No, this is that one. This is that one. That's why I was just wondering, where does it go at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Up in the they were up on the Gala Road last week there. Andrew took it to be five men, so it might have been that. Actually, last week it was two trucks.
Everybody in the fire department has a key for that truck.
What's that?
Everybody in the fire department has a key for that truck.
No. Keys and 400 hanging on a nail.
So they have to drive there. You get the truck.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what did you do with that truck?
PR call, mostly for PR calls, and then fire, not a rescue unit, but quick response for fires.
And if they're picking up material for the fire
service. How much did that truck cost?
$54,000.
Plus tax?
Plus tax.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sit up there?
Doesn't sit up there. It goes on PR calls.
For somebody to drive around and talk with you.
Oh, no, because that's all it does. You're right, Floyd.
But it also houses all the equipment needed for
all the PR stuff is in it, some of the ice rescue stuff, some of the firefighting
equipment is
in it.
Equipment is on
it. Shuttles the air tanks when we got to go get air.
Prevention.
Goes to town to get parts or equipment when we need it.
Prevention visits,
yes, that's how it goes. Yep.
Instead of
three half ton driving around.
Pardon me?
We have 3 half-ton trucks driving around.
You know, Floyd, this isn't 1980 anymore, eh?
No,
there's 140 kilometers of road. The municipality's getting bigger.
Trucks cost a lot more money than the cost back in 1980.
Like, okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. I guess if we get a PR call at your place, I'll go with my own truck then, if that's what you want. Like, this is what we're talking about here. It's nonsense. Jesus.
Okay,
oh, my God.
No, it's not. Come on. That's funny. This spend again.
It's a public security vehicle. And then the other truck, we needed another truck.
Just that,
we're
like,
not in the city
is,
of Ottawa or the city of Aylmer. These guys drive around in Aylmer with half-ton trucks. Yeah, find the fire chief sitting in it, see driving along.
Mr. Hickey.
And to me, there,
I don't know why we don't have a fire chief from Lowell. Is there not any of the firemen smart enough to be fire chiefs? I don't think this place is as 10-story buildings or anything in it that we have to be worried about.
No, but there's laws that have to be respected, a risk analysis plan that has to be respected. So yeah,
department. We are not.
No, but there's laws and obligations. We have better trucks than the city of Aylmer has. No, we don't. Aylmer has old trucks back in the
1975, 78.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I've seen them there.
They don't.
Yes. Gatineau
just bought four new pumpers. They're at $1.2 million each. They don't have trucks from the 70s in their fleet. I can guarantee you that.
Because all come over and cut them when they amalgamated. They
25 years ago, yes, not now.
Mr. Hickey? The reason why the pickup truck was purchased is because of the services that the fire department have added to their agenda. It's not just first responders. There's ice rescue, water rescue, off-road rescue, and they're not going to take the big trucks out for that, because if it's water rescue, they're going to use the pickup to hook up the trailer, boat, and motor to take it down to the dock or wherever, lake or river, wherever.
And where is it?
It also has, it has a cab in the back. It houses all their equipment for the first responders, which it didn't make sense to have that in a big fire truck to go to a first responder.
The pickup deploys faster.
Every aspect of this purchase was evaluated based on all the services that we offer, and also the equipment that's housed in that truck. So, and also it gives them a much quicker response time getting to a fire and feeding back information to the firefighters as to exactly what they need and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of reasons why this purchase was made. And it's all for the safety and security of the citizens involved.
Well, it's pretty well. The same as
that's where I'll leave it, Gatineau, if you don't mind.
Ottawa, we just heard the same thing.
Let's go ahead. We're going to do public works, please.
Yeah, public works. The guys are working on the gas tax jobs right now. They're on McDonald Road. They changed a big culvert last week at the dump. 6 foot culvert got put in there, 50 feet wide, so the road was widened where the washout was. The road was put back with the normal width. Now they did a bunch of ditching. So that's going ahead, doing good. And they're moving to Martindale Road in 2 weeks between Old Sullivan Road and Flint Road.
Oh.
I'll do some ditching there, a little bit of gravel too. But then the final job's going to be from Keith Ramsey's pit to just before Matt Year Road. That's going to be the last. That's going to be the final gas tax job for 2021. Yeah, well, we don't. Fortunately, we don't have the budget for it, but yes, someday.
Okay. Well,
the next two before November, Bernard Lake Road 2 is going to get a little bit of ditching and some gravel.
That's it for
now.
So here we are for the hiring of the public works coordinator. So we did pass a resolution to have it open, as in on a poste de gestion pour que le poste soit ouvert à l'intérieur. Et puis, le seul qui a postulé, c'est M. Ryan Draper. Donc, on fait ce soir, on fait l'embauche du poste.
Steve donc, sent in a letter of recommendation too. He was satisfied with his work.
C'est vrai. Oui. Donc, ce soir, c'est que les membres présents conseillent d'affecter M. Ryan Draper pour le poste de commissaire par le travail public sur une base permanente. So, what we're doing tonight is the. So hiring a public works coordinator. So like Justine just mentioned that Steve Kelly sent in the letter of reference recommendation for Mr. Ryan. He's the only, Mr. Drake is the only one that put in his candidacy. Of course, it was open to the internal postulation. The present members of council to assign Mr. Ryan Draper the position of public works coordinator on a permanent basis.
I'll propose it. Second.
Le vote, je m'en ai dit.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
That meeting.
Oui.
Any questions on public works? This is the guest house from the
Yes, I have a question. The ditching that's being done, I've had discussion with some of the council members on this, is going 3 and 4 feet deep. Now, I have had an argument that it wasn't 4 feet deep, so I put a 2x6 across and measured down to the bottom. It's more than 4 feet. I had a gate, the culvert was taken out, put in my field, and I have to go through a 4 foot deep ditch to get in and out of my field if I want to use that opening. Now, I have been waiting to get work done by Public Works. My fence has been all pushed over by the snowplows. I think Mr. O'Barrow told you there's at least 7 posts broken off, okay, on the corner at Joanne's Gate. The ditches have been dug way, way too deep. So now what's happening is that the water runs down the ditch and it's taking the bottom of the ditch with it. So the ditches are getting deeper because of the drainage systems. So I don't know what the answer is there unless you put some stone at the bottom of these ditches, but we've gone way, way too deep on these ditches. It doesn't make any sense.
The ditch is 4 feet deep at Joanne's Gate because that was the slope of the old ditch that was there. The ditches aren't 4 feet deep right through. Me and you, we've argued about this quite a few times.
Yes, we've argued about it quite a few times, but you assured me that there was no ditches 4 feet deep. So
at her gate there is, but that's the depth the ditch was.
On the other side of the creek, on my gate, they're 4 feet deep.
It's not 4 feet.
Well, then I guess my tape measure must have got shrunk because it's 4 feet on tape measure. And you've been coming in to see me about this for some time, but I still don't have a culvert.
Culvert's going to get put in and the fence posts are going to get fixed.
Yeah.
Before the winter, that's guaranteed.
This was from last year.
Well, no, they did that this spring.
The work was done in the spring.
No, it was done this spring. They found you a culvert too. They got a good culvert for you to go into your field entrance. So use culvert, obviously, but it's good.
But all the owners that had gates anywhere that they ditched, they received a letter stating that they will need a culvert and they could go through the municipality to buy them. And we did receive an invoice for those culverts. We paid for the culvert. But they came in and put them in, but we paid for them. Anybody that got new culvert, they paid for them.
Albert didn't get a letter. Whenever they did the survey there for the ditches, the culvert was buried, so they didn't see it. So for sure, he didn't get a letter saying that he had.
That's going into the field.
So for sure, for a fact, you didn't get a letter. No, I highly doubt you did.
We did not.
So that I can confirm that. So that's why Ryan found him a good used culvert. It's not new, it's used, it was pulled out of a road, but it's there for you. Mm-hmm. It's going to get put in. And the fence posts are going to get fixed. Ryan picked up some 8x8s the other day. They're going to get done before the winter.
The other thing that I'd like you to look at is at the creek itself, my fence has been completely torn away there.
Yeah. That's because of the erosion and the culvert was almost washed out.
I don't know what it is, but it hasn't been fixed.
No, that's whenever they fix the fence, that's going to get fixed too. T-post, I assume, but I can't guarantee 100%. I'm not sure what they're going to do.
Are we good? Monsieur Lucassa? Yes?
Yeah, the last meeting I was here, remember I mentioned about brush in the village, how the village actually looks. Well, why would somebody go down with a backhoe and smash the tree down in front of Fred Peabody? Instead of going with a saw and cutting them, broke them all off. It looks like hell. That even makes it worse.
Can you find out about that, Joanne?
Yeah, can you?
I can tell you what's wrong. There's no pride in the employees. They have no pride in anything. You got to have pride.
Okay, to do that right. If you could give the information to Joanne Owens, please, and she will look into it.
Well, it's not hard to look into it. You're just driving up the road and you can see it.
There's been a lot of big jobs done this summer, Floyd, and a lot of nice work done. So to say they don't have pride, I'm not sure that's accurate.
There. Yes.
They did cut the brush with the backhoe. That I agree with you. We talked about it last year, too. It was a problem. That shouldn't be happening. I agree with you 100%.
But
to say they have no pride, John, you've seen some of the culverts they did. You can't say that's not nice work there. They've done really, really, really good work.
But that's no way to do it, John.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Why should I have to bring that? The employee should know himself, take a look at that and say, and the boss should come along and say, if that's the kind of work we do, you better go home.
Can you look into that, Joanne, please?
Yeah, what is the address?
It's on Martindale Road, don't know where.
If he done that where I work, I'd fire him. Say, go home.
Can you look into that, please, and let us know what happened?
That's
sure it doesn't happen again.
Terrible.
I got to say, like, it was the same thing last year on Brooks Road as well. Like, the trees on the side of the field in front of my place were massacred. It was, I mean, and then, you know, you had all these dried, you know, trees just hanging, and it looked awful. I went over and cleaned it up myself.
No, the brush was just left there, eh?
Yeah, everything was just left there, yeah. Mind you, I got to say, I mentioned to Steve, I'm like, hey, look, like my ditch is starting to back up with all the sand that you've been pushing into it. And they came over immediately and scooped it all out nice and tidy. So I mean, I can't complain too much about that, but just that maybe there's a better way of tidying up along the roads and stuff like that.
Yeah, but having said that, there, the new backhoe should be in soon, though.
Better be in soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
They purchased the backhoe there to actually fix the thing so that they don't push tree no more. So.
It's going to get looked into for you. Joanne, you're going to let us know too, what comes out there?
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can do with the Pike Lake Road from the Borough Road into where we live? It's the brush has grown right in over the road.
Yeah.
It's out 4 or 5 feet.
Well, there's a brush cutter coming with the backhoe. So this winter, I hope that they're going to be able to get some brush cutting done.
Well, that's how they tear all the mirrors and everything off the trucks with this stuff.
Yep.
With the brush, you mean? Oh, yeah, absolutely. What were you saying, Floyd?
Just wondering if there's a salt greaser on the...
Yes, there is auto greaser on the back.
Yes.
We put one on the grader when we bought it, and the back was on.
Are guardrails going to be going up on Martindale Road?
Ryan got estimates for guardrails, and the problem we have right now is we can't find a contractor to do the work. He's been trying to find a contractor too to do asphalt in Brennan's Hill, and can't find anybody. There's nobody available. Steve actually did guardrails last week on McDonald Road, so we're thinking that maybe they're going to do the guardrails themselves. We can't find anybody to come in and do this work.
It's very hard to.
It's crazy. This year, last year, and this year is just wild.
Well, I know the last time we put guardrail there, they only had two contractors actually do guardrail.
Yes.
One of them is from Montreal, and the other one is further from Montreal.
Extremely hard to find contractors. But like I said, Steve, they did some last week, Steve and David, on McDonald. They're not very big, but they're there. So he's starting to look into to possibly doing them. They might do them themselves.
Yes?
Is there any word on those trees? If I can make
that? Yeah, we got an estimate done on that. And I'm pretty sure Anderson is supposed to do the job.
We have to make a decision over, there was a question around pruning or cutting.
Oh.
There's a question
about around pruning the tree or cutting the tree.
Oh, who's going to do it?
Lilac Anderson.
The only one that gave us submission was Lilac Anderson for either pruning or for cutting. But there was a decision in terms of that needs to be made in terms of pruning or cutting.
Who's that? Lilac Anderson.
No. Lilac Anderson.
No, he didn't.
No, Alice came and looked at it, and he would have maybe pruned it, but if we had to cut the tree, he didn't want to cut the tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, a lot of tree stuff that's overhanging the house. So I guess another one. They get a big wind, they're not going to let down on the ground. Because now my tree is gone. I copy it.
Can we talk to Lilac about when he can get that done, the pruning?
Pruning? Yeah, or cutting?
He wants it cut.
Do you want the whole thing cut, Floyd, or do you just want
to prune? Well, the ones that's hanging over my house, like there's big trees that size there, but all the limbs.
Yeah, there. Pruning, whatever's hanging over Floyd's
house. So the pruning?
The other side can stay there. I don't care about that. That's on your side there. That can stay there. If it blows down, it's going to fall into your field.
Well, the tree, yeah, the tree's on our side and just hanging over your head.
Yeah, it's hanging over. Like there's big branches that size.
The brush that there, yeah, prune the brush that's over the house.
That's kind of old tree now.
Well, we can cut the whole tree, but it's up to you there. You're going to lose the privacy. Like,
it's well, I don't care.
You will lose shade. On that corner. Yeah,
let's prune it.
You lose. Okay.
Terry, you play baseball. Do you guys need that tree? I assume you do.
We like the tree.
Okay, so let's just get it pruned.
Like I said, just kind of.
Yeah.
There's two pieces that hang over my place.
Yeah.
And I think there's three that's hanging over the ball field.
Yeah.
So leave them on the ball field. Just cut the two that's hanging over my house.
And it keeps the ball moving by
the other. Yeah. Okay, so let's do that, Joanne.
Okay. Let's move forward now. There's no other questions. Do we schedule?
That's already asked us.
Okay. I'll give it a minute.
Did we have a resolution to have that done?
No, that's fine. I don't think there's a resolution to have it done.
Then let's do it.
Oh, let's go ahead and add it to
I'll propose it.
So we're pruning. So we just and we have a cost. Is there a cost, a price?
This might take me a few seconds.
Okay.
We got it last week. She sent it away.
Maybe we'll.
The estimation for the pruning. I have meetings. Heavily pruned large black willow behind baseball diamond leaning towards neighboring house. Mr. Hickey pruned. Sorry? The cost $1,000 before tax, $900 plus tax. Including tax, $1,034.78.
Thank you.
There's also $200. That includes $200 for branches off-site.
I'm gonna chip the brush.
I'm gonna pick it up. So it includes it. That can be so they clean up.
If you ask, and then my yard at the bottom, you can go ahead and up there.
Can you let them know that, John?
Yep.
I know. Layla, you went to school with you.
No, Layla. Does nice work. Again, we were limited on who could come and give estimates for that job. Like everybody's busy, so
yeah. It started going. I have to wait 3 weeks.
You got what's it again? Jean Marie.
Wait.
Henri Mark.
Yes.
Andy Lee.
Wait.
Lucia.
Wait.
Sarah Ryan. Yes. We have a
Nous avons eu quelques rencontres et il va y avoir une rencontre juridique sur le puits de Philville. En ce moment, on a des problèmes avec l'alimentation d'eau à Philville. Ça fait qu'on a eu quelques rencontres pour partir des travaux, pour avoir des estimés, mais aussi des pistes de solutions pour régler le problème. Ça s'est bien passé. On va rencontrer les gens directement concernés demain soir, jeudi soir. So we did have a few meetings for the Philville well. We have a problem with
alimentation pour
water supply.
Water supply. We will meet with the residents that are directly affected by that well on Thursday with the firm that did the expertise with solutions option. And from there, we'll be able to move forward and find a good solution for everybody.
Are they going to do any tests on the, to see where the was there the water leak or what's going on?
Yeah, oui. Ils vont faire le calibrage de l'équipement à l'intérieur, puis quand ils vont baisser l'eau pour faire le calibrage, ils vont pouvoir aller voir à l'intérieur du réservoir, s'assurer qu'il n'y a pas de
Are they going to do like tests too, like on the network, see if there's a pipe leaking somewhere?
Oui, ça c'est aussi dans les plans. Fait que c'est ça mon rapport pour environnement.
Et là, le prochain, autorisation de signature entente intermunicipale concernant la collecte et le traitement des matières organiques sur le territoire de la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau entre les municipalités locales et la MRC et la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau. Fait que ça, c'est en préparation parce qu'on se prépare pour le nouveau contrat pour les vidanges, recyclage et le compost. Donc, ça nous donne, c'est pour aller déposer dans le centre de compostage à Cajun-Ajoie. Fait que toutes les municipalités, c'est la même chose. Fait que now we're in the preparation of getting ready for the new contractor that will be taking over the garbage recycling and compost. So this is to an authorization for me to sign the municipal agreement concerning the collection and processing of organic matter on the territory of the MRC between the local municipalities and the MRC and the MRC that gets it. I don't know what it said twice, but anyway. So, j'ai besoin de Yann.
Je vais le proposer. Hein?
Okay. Appuyé par.
So, le titre du collecte, ça veut-tu dire que la MRC va faire le relançage?
Non, j'ai juste le dire. C'est quand nos contrats font le
collecte. It's the dump at the plant, right?
Ah, c'est ça.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat it? That it's going to be the dump at the plant?
Dump at the plant.
Thank you. Dump the compost at the plant, however.
Okay. Tell us
what's happening. Let's
see. We have the Quebec government in 2024 is going to force municipalities to have a composting program, whether it's door to door or residential. We're going to have to do compost. The MRC went ahead, built the facility, well, added on to the septic plant. Well, you're well aware of that. So here in Lowe, we asked that we be let have our own program. We would have liked to see all, like a door-to-door program, not a door-to-door pickup. And that was denied. We got a letter sent by the MRC, Quebec government, and the lawyer confirmed that we had to conform to their plan. So this is to sign the agreement to allow us to dump the composting in CAS at the plant.
It's going to cost less transport. Exactly.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what's the sense of voting for that? They're going to do it anyway.
I don't oppose compost myself. I think compost is a great thing, but the door-to-door is where I don't agree.
Well,
if you want to do compost, like Val Demont does with their compost in their backyard, seems to work out great.
Some people want to do that, and it's their choice.
Is no, it going to be though? Are we going to get like garbage?
They're going to be charged for it, even if they do it. They
right.
do it
go for their service. They don't necessarily.
It's not.
But the compost thing, the whole
theft.
Way of having the compost
it is theft. To charge a citizen for something that they get.
The problem though is that the municipalities that are doing composting right now, the garbage tonnage hasn't gone down. That's the problem. Like St. Marie, they got 36 tons for the year, and the garbage tonnage hasn't gone down 36 tons.
That's right.
CAS is the same. So composting is a good thing. I highly encourage everybody to do composting. The less garbage we send to the landfill, the cheaper it's going to be. Save the more recycling we send out, it's recycling subsidized, so it saves us money. It's a good thing. It meets the door to door.
Yeah, we get money back.
No, you're right.
For compost and recycling.
But we don't get money back for garbage.
No.
No.
It's the door to door side that that's where I got the
problem.
The wonder with, you know. We're gonna save the world, but we're adding a truck, an extra collection.
So are we going to do door to door?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
And
what are you gonna do with the farm?
I can't get, can we wait till we?
They don't care.
I don't care.
They don't care?
But it does.
Yeah, how many farms are in the municipality of Low that already have composting in a pile that comes out the back of a cow?
Excuse me.
Here.
Let us finish, Joanne.
We.
Morning, rice.
Find the bond. I'm saying no.
Wait.
No.
Say
no.
Mayor only breaks the tie.
We don't have enough councillors to break the tie. Six.
I don't think it's a good thing. I mean, it's door to door. That's and the MRC, you know, they never gave us the chance to say yay or nay or even get involved in any of it.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about this at the end of this piece or now?
Just let me finish it.
Ça a été rejeté.
It hasn't passed.
We need to know too how much it's going to cost, like in trucking fees and stuff to get it up there. We don't know that yet, right?
It's going to be less trucking or compost there than sending it to garbage anywhere.
The problem though we have is that the other municipalities, the tonnage hasn't gone down, is what I just am trying to tell you.
Yeah,
Picking composting and the tonnage hasn't gone down.
Right. Done.
Keep in mind also, and I'm not trying to defend anything, but it is a proven fact that because of COVID, everybody's staying at home.
No, you're right, absolutely.
And cleaning out their whatever.
Yes.
And that's the reason why more garbage is going down.
Yeah, you're right.
But
absolutely.
To give compost a chance, you got to give at least 2 years to show.
Yeah, but having said that, people that's been composting for years, they're not going to change their habit because they got a bin. They're still composting in their backyard and farmers
are
composting. But they got to be charged for it.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That's right. Well, it's worse than that.
Okay.
I don't understand how come I have to pay when I've got 1,200 acres, okay, and I have to pay for the municipality to pick up my composting?
Not everybody has a 1,200 acres, too, though. That's the other side of that.
Well, I understand that. But how many farms are in the municipality of Low that do not need composting? They already have it.
Quite a bit.
And they're glad to have their composting to put in the field.
What they're saying, Albert, is that we have no choice. We have been ordered to be door to door. So
yes.
Home composting, which is by far the best solution, is not an option.
It's not an option.
In my community, in BC, where I go every summer, 2,500 people, they laugh at that, at door to door compost pickup. But getting back to what the solution should be here, if there are many of us who've been composting for years. If some people want to have someone pick up their compost at their house, they can pay for that. That happens out west where I am. But all the rest of us shouldn't pay for the compost pickup thing, because I'm not going to deliver one iota of compost in my bin. I've been doing it in a black bin, except we stopped because we're upset with all of this program until it gets the sack together. And when someone like the MRC tells me, well, Mr. Connolly, you don't put chicken bones and that in your compost, do you? I say, no, we put them out in the grass. Carolyn put the turkey last year out on the snow. And at the 1 hour, it was gone except for 6 bones, and they were gone the next day. This is absolutely ridiculous. So as a council, as a community, we need to find a way we can. They're not going to come to my house to pick anything up because there'd be nothing to pick up. And that's the case with hundreds of us here. So don't charge us for that. You can still do door to door for those who want it and say to them out there, we're doing door to door. And have the door to door ones that want it pay for it. It's a little extra effort to figure it out. But why wouldn't you do that? Other than salute and jump off the cliff to those different stuff. Don't have to do door to door pickup for hundreds of us.
Are there any other questions for environment? Can you still do the CCU renewal?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
That's an urbanism.
Yeah, that's an urbanism.
Oh, sorry. almost.
We're close.
Almost.
We're close.
But what, are you going to do now?
Yeah, I believe in a household program, like with the composters. Like I said, I got property in Valdemont and it works really well out there. They've actually reduced their garbage tonnage with that program.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like to see put in place here.
After two years.
But should we be
some 2 years, a couple of years, yes.
Should we be not be giving a choice as to whether we want door to door at our place or
that's what we asked though, what we got told by the municipal affairs and the MRC and the lawyer that we have to obey to this, this bylaw.
I'm gonna be asking some more questions.
Well, please base budget to do very, very little doors. Very few.
The feeling of the township too is it's mitigated, eh? Like there's people that really, really want it, and then there's a lot of people that don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
So that's, like, I agree, like Albert says, okay, you got a big farm, you got room to put it, but then people in the village, village alone, how much of Brazil, yourself,
like,
you got nowhere to put it.
I tried composting, and I've had bears in my yard, my dog has gotten sick from getting into it, my animals animals come into the yard to get at it. I don't throw my chicken bones out in the yard and let my dog chew on them and choke.
No, that's the downside in the village.
But
you're
and I can put cat litter, and I don't have children anymore, but if I did, you can put diapers in there. Like, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like pizza boxes, I'm not going to throw that inside the decomposed
in
my backyard. Like,
the answer is for you to pay for.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm happily paying for it.
You don't need to pay for it.
Follow the law. I'm just giving the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
And that is the other side of the coin.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
It's
part of the law. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Excuse me, is it coming to Valdemont?
No, Valdemont, they got their own program. Like then they got a household program. They're not doing door to door as of yet.
I know I've been over.
But it's part of that's their program is they do it in their machines there in the back.
I've been in the office of Canada talking to the ladies there. It's a total failure. They tell me, but Mr. Connolly, don't put it in the paper. But it's a failure, they tell me. All I'm saying is there's a way to do it to satisfy all of us. Have those who want it pay for it, and the rest of us do like that anymore.
Yeah, well, it's complicated right now anyway, so we're going to get more information and come back. You know, folks, we have the venues, so urban planning.
Yes, we did have a few meetings. On a eu quelques rencontres pour le plan d'aménagement. On travaille encore dessus. On espère de pouvoir le déposer à la prochaine rencontre. We are working on the urban planning for low, but since the MRC has passed theirs, we need to adapt ours with the MRC. That's why it's taking a bit longer to be able to get it out. So we're hoping that we can deposit it next meeting so that the public
consultation
starts. On vu que la MRC a passé leur propre plan d'aménagement, le nôtre doit être harmonisé avec ce que la MRC a demandé. Donc, ça a pris un peu plus de temps de sortir. On espère que par la prochaine réunion, conseil, on puisse au moins le déposer pour pouvoir enclencher les
réunions, pas les réunions publiques, mais les consultations.
What was that?
She just said it in English.
I said it in English first.
The urban plan.
Oh, first,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oui.
En formation du directeur de service d'urbanisme et de l'environnement, Bamberg. Training for the director of planning and environment department from Bamberg.
For the updates to the new QR2.
Well, it's asking
QR22. QR22 law.
The update.
The update, yes.
Yeah.
The septic.
Well, is it only that, or is it also to enroll as the role of conciliator arbitrator?
No.
It was discussed only the Q.
Only.
So maybe before I got here? Okay, because it's on here still.
On the administration?
Yeah. So it's only the QR-222.
Yeah. Okay. QR-222, there's been amendments done. Like if
yeah.
you got like a bionic system or hydrokinetic, you don't have to get it pumped every 2 years.
And it's the virtual training.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So and this
your service provider will tell you when it needs to be pumped. So it's just all those new and rough that room.
Modestly, I spent years in that issue also. And I was on conference calls with these people.
I'm sorry, Mr. Conner, could you hold off just a moment?
Sure.
Let us finish. So this training is at an expense of $201 plus tax. Being a member, so it's cheaper than if I had not been a member. Le montant pour la formation, c'est $201 plus tax. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un peu poser. Appuyez.
Deux secondes.
Et puis le vote, joignez-vous.
Oui.
Maureen Ryan.
Yes.
Andy Lynn.
Oui.
Etienne.
Oui.
Chien Robin.
Yes.
Et moi, j'ai tiré aussi.
Oui. Oui, les membres du comité consultatif d'urbanisme.
Le renouvellement du
c'est ça, du mandat. Du mandat ça, pour les membres, c'est ça.
So,
renewal for
mandate
for members of urban planning committee. Renouvellement du mandat pour les membres du CCU, attendu que la municipalité veut se prévoir d'avoir un comité d'urbanisme, un comité de consultation d'urbanisme, attendu que la municipalité doit avoir un comité consultatif d'urbanisme pour pouvoir passer ses propres règlements urbains, attendu que le mandat des membres doit être officialisé par résolution. Attendu que depuis le 20 septembre, depuis septembre 2020, seulement 4 membres sont actifs et toujours présents. Il est proposé que ces 4 membres soient renouvelés pour un autre mandat. Renewal, mandate renewal for members of Urban Planning Committee. Whereas the municipality needs to have an urban planning committee to be able to pass their own urban bylaws. Whereas the municipality wants to keep the privilege of having a urban planning committee. Whereas the mandate of the members must be officiated by resolution. Whereas since September 2020, only 4 members are active and always present to those committees. It is proposed that those 4 members be renewed for another mandate.
Je propose.
Oh, I'll second it.
Le vote, Joanne Meunier.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yeah.
Anne
oui.
Lucia.
Oui.
Anne Robin.
Yes.
Et je dis oui. Urbanisme, c'est fini. Est-ce que des questions?
Are there any questions for Urban Fund?
We're not allowed to know who's on the
team. No, no.
Ça, c'est la loi du comité d'urbanisme pour les CCU. C'est une loi pour pas qu'il y ait de...
It's to protect them too. Pardon?
No, I just had a question, and I'm sorry, I meant to ask it earlier, and it's, you know what, 50-year-old brain.
Don't have to be 50-year-old.
Where's the audit? Is that coming, or...
I'm sorry?
The audit?
Like, yes, it is coming.
Okay.
And they've been warned. I'm not happy.
That's why the bill got pulled out. They're not getting paid until the audit gets delivered.
Because we have there's a 10-day waiting. Like we have put out a public notice for 10 days. And I made it very clear that, it's the end of our mandate. We have to, our last meeting is October 2nd or 3rd.
Fourth.
This
might be fourth. That's why we pulled the bill out.
And that's why we...
Okay, so just they popped into my head. So
yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah, they apparently we're not the only municipality. They're in the same idea. Because of holidays, because of COVID, because of short staffed.
COVID's got a white bag.
Oh, I know. And I'm tired of hearing about it. But staff shortages. So you get all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I absolutely. I'm just wondering if that's going to be something to see first any time.
Yeah. So that's our hope. Are there any other questions before we close the meeting?
The only thing, Carol, is I got an email from the arena about the Meet the Candidates night on Friday.
Okay.
So I guess the arena is hosting, for the federal election Meet the Candidates for the Pontiac inscription. So I guess they're going, so far they've confirmed all parties except for the Bloc. So Green, Conservative, NDP, and Liberal will all be there.
Okay.
It's at 7 on Friday.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about certain stuff, I'd like to throw out something to the citizens, anybody that can help. I've been working with the seniors at the senior center, trying to find them some laptops, used laptops, anything that they could use to type, not necessarily use for internet, but just something that there's a couple of particular citizens, they're writing a book. They don't have the tools to do it. They're doing it by hand. I'm trying to help them out. I sort of struck a deal with them a little bit because they were trying to bring in their memory stick into the office. We can't take the chance of putting a memory stick. It just comes in and get, because it's a whole network. If it infects one computer, it infects all, if there's any bugs or whatever. So I basically said, I'll make a deal. You go buy a brand new stick and I'll take it home to my own personal computer and I'll scan your pictures and stuff. So that's what we did. But they do need something. They don't have the money to go out and buy a brand new computer. And I'm trying to get people, trying to get some people. I have some contacts, but I don't know them all. Maybe they know a person that can provide, even if it's a used laptop with Word on it, that's what they're looking for.
Computer for school.
Pardon me?
Computer for school.
You
ask for them?
Non, c'est pour les seniors.
Je le sais, mais c'est un endroit sur Sacré-Cœur. Le bureau de la Défense, ça s'appelle Computer for School. Puis ça pour les organismes à but non lucratif, toutes ces affaires-là. Puis tu as des ordinateurs là, qui sont c'est les anciens ordinateurs du gouvernement. Puis tu vas avoir des laptops, tu vas avoir un paquet d'affaires.
Hein?
C'est sur Sacré-Cœur. Mais tu as juste à regarder Computer for School.
OK.
Just for communication there, we just have the one thing. We had, a little mingle, and we had the media invited for the unveiling of the boat and the ice and water rescue.
Yeah.
So it was nice. It was a success. It was nice to see everybody there, everybody that was involved, council,
Thank you for coming.
Aware of what you're doing, it's a nice thing that you're doing. I think you need help, though, in terms of someone like Bruce Keeley or someone in town that has influence. I'd like to understand what they need, what they want.
Yeah.
They can't move along. I've got some stuff, too. You give it to them, they're not going to know what to do with it.
Well, let's I wanted to strike up, but maybe possibly I'm just my thoughts is trying to contact the school and see if there are some students that would like to help the seniors out whenever they get caught up. The kids today are so savvy on computers, it's, you know, they would help them in later in life. There was something else.
Oh, yeah. For the municipality to assist those people in getting something. There's no use buying
this junk.
No, we're not asking for junk. They'd be refurbished probably, but it's just, it's not because they want to go on internet or anything like that. They need a tool to write their book or do, you know, there are a couple of seniors that do have internet right now. And it's only because the fiber was put in the village last fall, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, so there's some that don't want it, and then.
Can we go to the meeting and we can finish this
discussion after? Yeah, because I had
one. There's only one thing I'd like to say about the report is not written yet there, but we just had finished a meeting with Idaho Quebec, and we actually got some good news. By 2022, they're supposed to do a major cleanup of all our power lines in the municipality of Loup. So we should have less power outage.
We're hoping
that would be nothing. Mm-hmm. I'll put a thing on Loup folks and ask if anybody has to have any, you know, secondhand computers that aren't using anymore that they're willing to.
So we will try the computer
for school and mention, for sure. Puis il y a aussi à la cabane en bois rond à Hall, et il y a beaucoup de manières comment tu peux mettre les gens de l'école avec les personnes âgées. Ils font des
meetings. C'est géré par les seniors.
Hein? Oui, ouais, c'est ça. Mais elle parle avec la cabane en bois rond.
Okay.
Eux autres, là, c'est. C'est une mine d'informations.
Yeah, just as an information as well. Since the COVID started, we had to unfortunately close the library. It's been closed. It was just opened recently. And the thing is that having it closed like that, there was no need to upgrade the computers because they were coming close to the near of their life. So it didn't make sense to put money into something that we're, you know, it's not going to end up working very much longer. So what council have talked about is that instead of doing that, what we'll do is we'll put the new computers for the library on next year's budget. Because it would have been a waste of money. We can't let anybody in there as it is. It's too small. If you let one person in and it's only when Lise is there, she's got to disinfect and everything. It's just not feasible as far as monetary expenses.
And COVID, it's all
and again, here we are with COVID. I'm so tired of hearing it, but it is there and you have to be careful.
Well, we have to follow what are the boundaries, or we're going to be shut down.
That's right. So,
can you tell us what's happening with garbage? Are you putting on a tender, or
it's already out on SUL
to do recycling and garbage, not compost?
Well, compost is part of it, but we'll see what the tenders bring.
But you're assuming they're going to pick up. We just talked about, hopefully you don't ask.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. I want to get more information. I wrote some notes down, so I'm going to get some more information this week.
The MRC?
Well, yeah. Yeah, because I want to know. I want to know what the consequences are if we have
Just hypothetically, if we have 50% people that want it, 50% that don't, do we just pick up the ones that do want it? Or, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to know what we need to follow as far as that's concerned. If that is a personal choice by council, fine. I'm not just saying personal choice, but I'm saying, you know, go with what the citizens would like.
Are we going to determine that? My guess is a 600 to 700 who won't want to do it at home. But how are you going to do
it? Well, I mean, you know, based on last count, there's 1,030 people, residents in our municipality. So, you know, we'll have to see.
How are we going to do that?
Well, we're either going to, because at one point we wanted to send out some sort of a survey. Not sure how we're going to get everyone on there. It's starting to get expensive sending mass mail outs. So and that's why we always say it's important for people to send in their email address or
as a pre-registration to like you call in and composting service is going to start, I don't know, February 2022, and you have to be registered before the 15th of January.
Yeah,
but you're going to have bids coming in. Mm-hmm. And bids are for something you haven't decided on. How it's going to function.
If I'm correct, so far there's only between 600, it's not 700, it must be up to about 650 approximately bins that were delivered.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that that's going to happen.
It's not what the guys told me that we're delivering it. That's why there's so much confusion. The guy at the front of the truck told me there's 100 difference, and the guy at the back of the truck, and then we're well over 600, 700 up in the 800.
No.
But that's it.
No, that didn't happen. And no, these guys who were delivering, they were from Montreal. We had no idea. Anyway.
I know that the villages, they got the bins. It's the outskirts. They're the ones that are missing quite a few.
Yeah. Well, they did the main areas, but they didn't do that much of the side roads
is the bids are going to come in. And when it comes to composting, you're going to have to go back and ask.
Yeah, we're going to start by seeing what bids we get. We'll go from there, I guess.
Yeah.
We did get some questions today from a contractor, a Montreal contractor.
Chances are it's going to be an outside contract anyway.
Steve was trying to say something and you cut him off.
He asked a question and Carol was answering a completely different answer that had nothing to do with the question he asked. I'm sorry, Steve, if I cut you off, but that's the gist of what was going on here.
As I was one of you, and I'm getting in these bids, one bid or information given to me is we need you to pick compost up at this frequency from 900 residents. And so they said, here's my bid, which is a useless bid if, in fact, you're not going to do that.
Still time to put out an addendum on the contract anyways. Yeah. You can ask your questions fairly quick at the MRC. So I'm going
to
take your
bids are due to come in on the 30th of September. So if we need to do an addendum, we still have time.
You can look into that this week and you can have the answer by Friday.
My last point though.
Can you, whenever you get those answers, can you forward them to Steve?
No, I don't need to see them. I think the people need to.
No, not from the addendum, whatever the MRC tells you.
Yeah, sure.
But well, we're all looking into the needs Okay, you guys have to make a decision that satisfies the needs of the
You're talking to them, and they're talking to themselves.
My last point, exactly what I brought up at the start. Here's the sentence in French. But basically it says, the MRC has given a directive, internal directive, to tell the employees of the and elected officials of the MRC to no longer respond to information requests from me about municipal organizations, projects, and so on. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be here tonight.
That's the MRC that sent you that.
Says elected official.
Yeah, but it came from the MRC. It has nothing to do with us.
Show up the MRC.
Yeah. That's fine. Thank you very much. I'll assume that I can do that.
on le
donne. Je pense que oui.
I'll propose a closing.
9h05. Oh, yes. Mon manteau, mon père a mis dans le.
Le vote, c'est que.
Oui. Quoi? Oui. Oui, oui, oui.
Yes. Oui. Yes. Oui. Yes. Oui. Yes. Oui. Yes. Oui.